Thank you, Mason. Hello, Pierre. Happy 18th birthday to my favorite Virgo on the planet. I'm so glad you were born. You have touched so many lives, my little red-headed one. The day you were born was a gift to us all. Look out, world. Here she comes. And she knows she can have, do, or be anything she really wants to have, do, or be. Attract the life you really want. That's all we really want for you. Hello, Janet.
Well, good rainy evening to you, Julie.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Julie Mears Psychic Medium Show. We're so glad you're here, and we promise an hour of enlightenment, fun, and messages from the great beyond. If this is your first time to BBS Radio, and you want to know more about me or how to contact me off the air, please scroll down to the Wednesday night 9 p.m. time slot and click on the show title. That will take you to the homepage, and there you will find my website at Holistic Seek and my email address. Feel free to send some feedback. Do you like the show? Do you have a question? Do you just want to say hi? Email is the way to go if you want to find either Janet or myself. I'm the director of the Alaska Body, Mind, Spirit Foundation. That is a networking of practitioners and a school of mediumship, a community in unity and in purpose. I hold a PhD in religion and a DD in divinity. I attend the World Peace Meditation every Sunday at 11:11 a.m., and my dogma is to do the right thing. Many people on the Big Blue Ball have been participating in the World Peace Meditation at 11:11 a.m. in their time zone every Sunday. If you're interested in participating, I would be more than happy to send you the meditation. Together, we will create the future we really want. That's enough about me. Let's hear a bit about Janet.
Yeah.
Go, Janet.
So what do you want to know about me? I actually attend one of Julie's mediumship schools, and I've learned just a whale of a lot from Julie. And the experience that I've been having since I've been there has been incredible.
Great. Would you recommend the mediumship school to others who are interested in learning?
Oh, absolutely, without hesitation.
Okay. Do you think you'll ever graduate?
One of the best experiences I've had. I hope not.
It just seems fun learning.
There you go.
For those of you listening, if you're in Anchorage, Alaska, you can always find me at the beautiful Stars of Alaska, located on the corner of Lake Otis and Tudor Road. I'm there on Thursdays and Sundays, beginning at high noon. Monday and Tuesday, I'm there by appointment only. The Alaska Body, Mind, Spirit Foundation is expanding to the valley. We will be located outside of Palmer on the side of the mountain. We'll have a view of both the Chugiak and the Talkeetna Mountains. And we'll be planning several upcoming spiritual events. Please, Great Spirit, don't let the snow fly till we're safely in our new space. Retreats, classes, a crystal meditation room, and mediumship nights in the round are in your future. This is a beautiful place, and we will create a spiritual space. I do believe we need a quad with a snowplow, don't we, Janet?
No doubt. Can't be without one. And they're great fun.
Universe, I'd like to place an order now for two quad runners with snowplow attachments. That way Janet and I can race them.
Yeah, I got mine tuned up, ready to go.
I'd like to remind you listening at home that you're encouraged to call in tonight with comments or for a short mediumship reading from Janet or myself. We can't read you if you don't call. For those who can't find them, here are the toll-free numbers. If you call and it's busy, just keep trying. Call in on Station 2's toll-free numbers only, please. Station 1 has an attitude problem. The numbers are, in the USA and Canada, 1-888-228-4494, and from anywhere else in the world, you can call in toll-free at 1-877-489-6350. If you want to pay for your call, you can do that, too. Go to Station 2 and click on the call-in numbers. I believe there's three that you can call in that way. When you do get through and are live on the air, please turn off your speakers. When we ask you a question, please answer, as the nice folks at home can't see your head shaking up and down. Right, Janet?
Very true. And I'd like to add one more thing. Don't give us the hello, 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 hello.
Yeah.
One hello. One hello. There you go.
Yeah, if you can't hear us, just hang up. Try to call in again. It's problems with the phone lines, and we do apologize for that. I wish we could make it better. If you've called in before and gotten a reading and want to report on the accuracy, or what we like to call hits, please do. The only thing we ask from you is feedback, so we can sharpen our symbolism and become better at giving you what you want, which is an accurate psychic mediumship reading. If you find that you would like a more in-depth and personal reading with me, please go to my homepage here at BBS. You can email my Anchorage office to set up an appointment by phone or in person. As always, before we do any kind of work with the other side, we want to claim our space. Let's do that now so we can start taking callers. Guides, guardians, angels, spirits, thank you for this time and thank you for this space. We ask that you surround us now with a bubble of white Christ-like consciousness and energy at this time. We ask that our karma be balanced forward and backward, and that all answers come from the current road we walk in this current life. We now open the gate to guides, guardians, and angels from the fifth dimension and higher, please. Friends and family members who have crossed to the other side, you're welcome to come through at this time. We now close the gate to those who carry negativity and dross. You are not welcome in our heads, our hearts, our homes, these readings here or hereafter. We call on the archangels, one in each direction. Please surround us individually. Please surround us collectively. Please watch over Janet's mom. And with this claiming of our space, we will now begin. Okay. Your mom is evacuating, right?
Yes. She's going to get up about 4 o'clock in the morning and head out.
Okay. Okay. We have our first caller. Let's go ahead and take it. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. I smell Spanish rice. Does that make sense to you?
No, good for you, though.
Does it?
No.
Okay. And tomato sauce and rice and seasoning that goes with it. I smell it really, really strong. Are you a mama?
Ooh. Am I a mama?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I am a mama.
Okay. If it's not literal Spanish rice, it reminds me of a very loving mother.
Oh, okay.
Are you in Arizona?
I am.
That's where, okay, all right.
Not known for Spanish rice, trust me.
Okay, I don't know. I just don't know what they give me.
I'm feeling like
you are really caught up in a political thing. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's really good for you because it's brought out a fighting side of your personality you forgot you had. Do you understand that?
I don't think I ever forgot it, but I understand it.
Well, it's leashed. It's unleashed.
Okay.
This is good. This is very good. Yeah. No, it's like you found your passion again. It's like you've fallen in love all over. Your father's crossed, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, he's proud of you. And it has something to do with the political thing that you're doing right now. Do you understand that?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah, he's making me feel like he wants to cry, but that wouldn't be proper. But I feel like I really want to tell you that he's proud of you.
Thank you. Tell about a good cry
yeah.
to both of us.
I'm going to turn you over to Janet. Janet, what are you picking up?
I'm getting in the back of my brain here. I hear take the leap. Are you contemplating doing something and you're not
take
sure whether you should do it or not? Yeah,
not,
I just take the
yeah.
leap. In other words,
my normal state of affairs.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's what I'm getting. Yeah, I'm getting go for it. Take the leap.
I'm seeing a little sports car, too, which tells me this is kind of, it's not a midlife crisis, but we could call it that. It's kind of like a real irrational decision.
I was just going to say, I see a brand new car.
Yeah. Are you being 18 again and you're not 18?
No, not hardly.
Okay. Is there a new lover in your life?
No, not necessarily new.
Okay. There is a significant other, though. Is that right?
There's a person I met that I'm trying to decide if I'm going to be bothered with or not.
I'm seeing a little sports car. That would tell me get in and go.
And that would go right along with the take the leap and go for it?
Yep. Has she lost her mind?
Oh. Yes, she has.
And we're happy for her, too.
Yeah.
That feels good. I just feel like your life
is... Go for it.
Yeah, I feel like your life is really, really exciting now for the first time in a long time. Does that make sense?
I would like for it to, but not now, it doesn't.
Okay. That's what I'm feeling like. So if it's not happening, it's you're right on the precipice of it, and part of it is from you're unleashing this tiger inside of you. You're feeling your passion for a lot of different things, not just passion.
You're right. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you work with numbers.
I do.
You do? Okay, and you're very good at what you do. You work for yourself, is that right?
I do.
Yeah. Yeah. You're... Why don't you just pick out what you want and go get it?
Because I don't know. That's the whole point. The point of the phone call. What the hell do I want?
Oh, okay. What I'm feeling is the I'm actually hearing coffee percolating, like when you used to boil it on the stove and it go boop, 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 boop. It's like,
love that smell.
Sit down and pick out what's most important to you and what you want first, and don't think you have to order the whole meal at one time. Just order the appetizer, and then you can order a drink, and then you can order the entree, and then you can have dessert. You don't have to come up with your whole life plan at one sitting. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Does the name Gretchen make sense to you?
I'm sorry, does what?
The name Gretchen, does that make sense to you?
Gretchen, no, not at all.
Okay, write it down. It's important.
I did.
Okay. I'm going to give you back to Janet real quick, and then we're going to let you go.
Okay.
Well, I was seeing a calculator, and
there's a million of them.
I'm sorry?
Okay.
I didn't hear what you said. But
oh, I said there's a million of them around me. I'm an accountant, so the calculator is all over.
Okay. I'm also getting and I don't have any idea why I'm saying this, but I'm getting a dog whistle.
A dog whistle?
Yeah, are you trying to train somebody or something? Or I have no clue. I have no clue what this is.
I don't either. Okay, a dog whistle. That should make him happy.
If you're not trying to train somebody, a dog whistle, we can't hear it, but a dog hears it and perks their ears up. Are you hearing things that you're not sure of?
No, just the howling of the wind at night.
Okay. Are you like hearing things that you're not sure that you're hearing things? Is there like you hear your name every once in a while, or you hear a word whispered every once in a while and you're not sure if you really heard it or not because there's nobody there?
I haven't heard that in a long time.
But you've done that before?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what Janet's picking up on. It's coming back.
Oh, yeah.
You're a psychic. Okay. Are you?
Sorry.
You're a reader. You're a reader, aren't you?
I'm a what?
You're
I'm
a reader,
sorry,
aren't you?
A reader? Yeah.
Like what we do? Yeah.
It's
coming back.
I could be.
Yeah, it's coming back. I'm going to go ahead and let you go because the sound is bouncing all over the place here.
Okay. Thank you, lady.
Enjoy your sports car / life.
Oh, yeah, right. That's going to happen. All right, you guys.
Okay, have a good
bye.
Night. Yeah. Wow.
If you don't want that life, I'll take it.
You'll take it. All right.
Yeah, sounds like fun.
Whoever she is, the political arena has lit a fire under her chair. I mean, like, of epic proportions. And I felt like I wanted to get up and run out of here screaming, just, you know, vote for somebody. And I'm not sure if it's the presidential thing. I'm not sure if it's a local thing. But it's a good thing for her because it's really reignited a passion in her.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's way cool.
Yeah, I just kept getting, take the lead, go for it, take the lead, go for it.
Dog whistle was interesting.
Yeah, I've never had a dog, and I have no idea what that means.
Okay. Yeah, what I was feeling.
That's an interesting concept. What you said though, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we get a lot of readers that call in here. I think that's pretty cool.
That's way cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like she is a reader or has been a reader and then kind of put it on the back burner, and it's like, that's the dog whistle. It's like, did I really hear that? Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Or like what happens to us sometimes when we hear stuff and we look around to see if anybody else heard it.
Yeah, huh? Know that feeling well.
Boy. Well, in vigilance and ever keeping our finger on the pulse of interesting, newsworthy items of the normal and the paranormal, I saw today that history was made as physics entered the unknown territory with the startup of a massive new particle smasher. I just like the sound of that. The Large Hadron Collider. The first beam of protons, which are fundamental components of atoms, began speeding through the machine earlier today. Did you hear about that?
No, but it sounds exciting.
Yeah, sounds fast. We could race on those. I was listening to the radio, and I heard it was a success, although no actual particle smashing took place. No particles were hurt or injured in the initial testing process.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. I can just hear my mother like, "Hey, you can stop that smashing over there."
I just the more the dog the more with one.
Yeah. Well, the more I thought about it, I wondered where it will lead. And I did a little reading, and one of the things I read that was really interesting is that the potential breakthroughs include an explanation of what creates mass and what is the mysterious dark matter that makes up most of the mass in the universe. More exotic possibilities, and this is what I'm interested in, include evidence for new forces of nature or hidden extra dimensions of space and time. What do you think about that?
But they ain't very hidden.
I think you've spent.
I totally believe that they're out there.
Yeah, I think you've hit that extra dimension of space and time on a regular basis.
I do. I live on several levels, moving between them, kind of, sort of like the movies Matrix or Jumpers. Those are really close to what happens to me on a frequent basis.
Yeah, you just kind of leave.
I do. And I never know where I'm going or when I'm coming back.
Uh-huh.
So far, I've managed to come back.
Yeah, that's true. Last night, we were sitting in class, and you kept picking up that metal taste. Did you find anything out?
I didn't. I haven't heard anything about that. But it continued, you know, after class. I still felt it for a while. Mm-hmm. I didn't read the local paper or anything, so I don't know. But I haven't.
Oh, you don't want to read that. You don't want to read the paper right now.
I know. I try not to.
For those of you listening out there, I want to give you the call-in numbers one more time. In USA and Canada, you can call us at 888-228-4494. And toll-free worldwide is 877-489-6350. Okay. I wanted to talk tonight a little bit about the Fire the Grid message from a woman named Shelley Yates. Have you heard of that?
I've heard about it. I haven't done much research on it. I don't know a whole bunch about it.
Really an interesting story. This is a Canadian lady, and a few years ago, she and her son had a near-death experience, and she was told by some light beings how important our intentions and feelings are. It's kind of going back in my brain vaguely from what I remember of the story. She was driving somewhere and was in a very negative state of mind, going to a friend's house to complain basically about her lot in life, and was driving across a flooded road and thought, well, this is no big deal. I'll just drive across it. How many times do we hear that? Bad idea. And the car gets caught up by the current, gets flipped over the guardrail, and they're submerged underwater. And her son drowned. And he was just a little guy, probably 4 or 5 years old. Correct me if I'm wrong, if anybody knows. Anyway, she managed to get out of the car and couldn't get her son, and they pulled her out and resuscitated her. And she remembered that her son was in the car. She's like, oh, my God, my son is in the car. And they went and they pulled him out. And I think he had been in there for quite a long period of time, like 15 or 30 minutes. It was quite a while. Technically, he died. And they took him into the hospital, and she kept him on life support. She wouldn't let him unplug it. And she was communicating with these light beings that were telling her, you know, give him positive energy, only let people in there that are thinking positive thoughts. You know, if anybody goes down the sad trail, get him out of there. You need to recharge his aura. Well, he lived. He actually lived.
That's incredible.
Oh, if you guys want to know the story, go to firethegrid.org, and there's like 8 YouTube episodes where she tells her story, and she's just this normal lady. This just happened to. What came out of that is the light beings told her to share with everyone else on the planet who wanted to participate that on July 17th, 2007, which would have been a little over a year, at 11:11 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, everybody needed to be meditating or praying, and then she went a little bit more in depth and said you need to be in a good space where you're happy or you're feeling good, life is working, things are great, and me being me, my favorite place to be, it was 2:22 and 2:11 in the morning up here, so my favorite thing would be to be asleep, which I was.
And hey, I'm just getting started.
Yeah, Janice is going to work. I never sleep. But 3 of us ladies up here got together. I was house sitting for a friend of ours that has this beautiful house up on a mountain, and we're playing the music from the Fire the Grid site, and just kind of enjoyed being together. So it hit me the other day as I was watching the news, which I know better than to do. That's just not good. all of the indictments and the political stuff going on, I remembered doing that, and I remembered the message, and I just kind of went inside because the lesson of the day in the mediumship school was gut, body, based intuition, where we go inside. And I felt like a shift is really taking place. And it's a shift to personal accountability of our feelings, which is a really good thing. Shelley talked about ridding ourselves of guilt and shame in order to help the children who are coming after us to create the world they want. And Janet, what's the one thing as parents that we carry in our suitcases? I know for me, it's guilt, you know, geez, if I could have done something different, I would have,
It's more not guilt. I don't know that guilt's the correct word for me, but just the responsibility, you know, it's a heavy responsibility feeling, you know, feeling like I'm always responsible for everything that happens.
Yeah.
And I guess that would translate into guilt, you know, if something, you know, happened, it would, you know.
Yeah, because we're not responsible for everybody. That's why we have free will and free choice. It's really hard when it's your children.
Right.
Yeah, I wish you would make better choices, but they make the choices they do. I'm really interested in what she shared about the children coming up, the indigos and the crystals, realizing that they can't change the political arena that's so broken, but rather they will rise above it with their own candidate. I'm feeling like this is beginning to happen. And it's really, really interesting.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's already starting to take place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think they were talking about the law of attraction, and this dawned on me, too. It's like Esther Hicks has just burst on the scene, which is really, really great. I mean, Esther's been around for a long time, channeling Abraham, you know, doing her work, going from here, going there and talking to people, and all of a sudden the law of attraction, everybody's talking about it.
Yeah, you know,
and
it's dead on.
Absolutely correct. Dead on. And when you get to the crux of what Abraham teaches, it's about what you're feeling. You know, if you're feeling happy and successful and blessed, you're happy, successful, and blessed.
And you become more successful and blessed and happy, and it's just a vicious circle. And
right, because you're a beacon, and that's what you're pulling in. So it's like, wow, what a cool thing that these light beings, and I don't think she ever said where they're from or who they were. I don't know if she even knows.
She probably doesn't even know.
She probably doesn't care.
Yeah.
Okay, I can do that.
Right?
Well, that was the other thing about Shelley Yates that I really admired. She just wanted enough gas money to get to the next town so she could tell people about this. I thought that was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why we don't hear a lot about Shelley, because she didn't want to be in the limelight. She just wanted to do the work she was supposed to do.
And that's commendable in itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to not
absolutely.
Money get in the way, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or take over, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So thinking about all that and today being my baby's 18th birthday, it's like, well, what kind of a world are we going to leave for our children? And it's like the one that you feel.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about things? You know, and I was just watching TV because our governor landed up in Fairbanks, and I'm really proud of her. I don't know how I feel about the politics thing, but I'm really proud of her. I mean, this is a major thing. And I'm content now to think I don't have to care about the politics. I can just focus on that feeling of being happy for her success and put that out there and hope that just kind of generates more positive results. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, it does.
That's good. Okay.
Yeah. Dwelling on anything negative, there's never anything good comes out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so if we focus on the good and the feeling of satisfaction and happiness and contentment, it just attracts more, and it seems like the people around you are more content and happy and
mm-hmm.
such.
And the people that aren't tend to avoid you, which is
they
really
tend to go away, don't they? Yeah.
You're no
throw across and walk on the other side of the street, you know.
Well, I know just in our life, it's like this move that we're anticipating. My husband was just excited about a car, and I'd been talking about a new car, and we went down and got a new car, which is now rolled into almost 9 acres of property. I mean, it just one built upon the other, built upon the other, which was really a cool thing.
It does.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely. I keep getting the names Kenny and Eric while I'm talking to you. So do those names mean anything to you?
Kenny and Eric?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. So if there's somebody
They do separately.
Okay.
But I don't know what they would have to do with each other.
Well, here's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing Kenny from South Park, a little character. Poor little Kenny that gets put in the microwave and other things. I don't watch the show, though. And someone I knew in Washington named Eric, who was diagnosed with a form of a kidney cancer. So it could either be Eric.
Mm-hmm. No, you just, it does. It absolutely makes sense. I went to school with a guy named Kenny.
Okay.
And he died of that exact thing.
The kidney?
Yeah.
Cancer? Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, he's butting
so
into our conversation.
That makes sense, actually. You know, it didn't. You know, because I didn't correlate the Eric thing with him.
Uh-huh.
But once you started saying that, that's Yeah. His name was Kenny, and he died recently, within the last couple of years.
Okay, let me ask you this. I'll read you since nobody's calling right now. Was he really negative when he was here?
No, but there was a lot of negativeness around him.
Okay. All right.
And he worked in one of your favorite places, a grocery store.
Poor guy. For those of you that don't know, I avoid the grocery store. You would know it if you were in our kitchen.
Managed one.
Okay.
Kenny did.
All right. Yeah, the grocery store, to me, because I go, when I was talking about the dog whistle earlier and the voices that we're not sure other people hear. When I go in the grocery store, I pick up on people, usually when they're in the grocery store, aren't happy. They don't want to be there. They're upset over the prices. You know, I wish this was better. I wish I could find what I wanted. And that energy, when you're an intuitive, it just kind of bombards you, crash.
Uh-huh.
And most of the grocery stores are built on cement pads, which, in my experience, really pull a lot of energy through the bottom of my feet. So an hour in the grocery store is actually like a day for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the grocery stores are somewhere, I know when I see them when I'm reading, I don't get a real warm, fuzzy feeling. It's like, ooh, something's really sucking your energy.
Yeah. Walmarts do that to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree.
And I guess not just Walmart per se, but any of those kind of stores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the big stores where people are in there, and they're not guarding their thoughts and intentions. They're just flying.
Yeah.
So as intuitives, we really pick up on that stuff. So yeah. So anyway, I thought it was kind of interesting that Fire the Grid has popped back up in my head again. I've just, since yesterday, just been very, very interested in it. Hadn't gone back to her website. She had, they had a free CD on there for a while. I didn't see it when I went back in today, but I popped that in the CD player and have been listening to it, and it's actually really nice.
I remember you talking about that when we first started the Sunday meditation mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah.
I remember you talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just, I know having the music on around me because I'm packing right now and my house looks like a tornado went through here and I don't like that because we don't live that way. It's just that. having that on has calmed me down. It's calmed the dogs down. It's been a really nice, really nice thing to have in the background. So I would highly suggest that to anybody that's having some anxiety or things are changing and you just, you know, it's like you don't can't really put your finger on what to do to change the vibration, go to firethegrid.org and order the CD off of there. The music is just beautiful. Oh, cool. Yeah.
I think we got a caller.
Okay.
I think
let's
we
go ahead and take
call.
It. Hello. Hi.
How are you today?
Good. You sound like one of the munchkins.
I've had a really hard time getting into you.
Janet, I'm going to let you take that because I can't hardly even hear her.
She's had a hard time getting into us.
Oh, sorry. The door is small. Janet, I'm going to go ahead and take it because
Okay. Well, I'm getting like a blue, a deep blue, like a velvety blue color, and I'm seeing a small boy, and I'm getting the name Darren, and this stuff is all just kind of just slamming me all at once, and so I don't know. If the small boy is named Darren, do you have someone named Darren? Do you know someone named Darren?
I do have a nephew named Darren, and I was sitting on a blue blanket.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. I don't know why I'm seeing the small boy. he obviously means a lot to you.
Yes, he does. He is one of my favorite nephews.
No, he's I'm getting that real strong.
Was he born in March?
He was born in January.
Okay, I'm seeing a four-leaf clover or a lucky charm. Does he have a face like the leprechaun on the cereal box Lucky Charms? The little leprechaun guy?
No, not really.
Real chubby little rosy cheeks?
Well, yeah, he does have chubby little rosy cheeks.
Does he have a little square face?
It's more of oblong.
Okay. Okay. Janet, what else would a shamrock mean?
Good luck. That's what I think of when I see a shamrock. I think good luck.
Very good.
And of course, I think it's a little L.
I think I know who our caller is.
Okay.
So I gotta back away. I'm gonna let you finish till you're done.
Oh, good. Well, I don't know. I'm also seeing a zebra. And normally that means that things are black and white. You know, that's what's been my experience. I don't know, you know, I don't take it literal that the zebra thing, but I just, when I think of a zebra, I think of black and white. And so things are either one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that has anything to do with, you know, if you're trying to decide if, you know, middle of the road or something, and you know, I'm seeing a zebra.
Well, yeah, I've kind of been wondering if things are black and white or if there's some color in there, or how to go about things.
I would say, you know, when I start seeing things in black and white, that means that they're trying to tell me to keep it simple and try to make it. Anything that it is, just keep it simple, black and white.
Okay.
Very good.
Great.
Okay, can I take a guess?
Sure.
Is this Marilyn?
Yes.
You're the leprechaun face. That's why.
That's why the leprechaun. Now it all makes sense. I told you the shamrock made me think of a little elf.
Okay, and that would be our favorite Reiki master, Marilyn.
And I tried a couple different lines to get hold of you, and I was having some troubles. They, so, but I'm glad
were
I got
busy through. Were they busy or could you just
Marilyn?
I'm sorry.
Were the lines busy or were you just having a? Were they not connecting?
It said, thank you, and I hung up.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, and I let the gentleman know, and then he connected me right to you. So I'm
okay,
glad
cool.
I got through.
Good. Well, hopefully the elves will quit hanging up on people, huh? Okay.
All right.
Those are my elves.
Yeah. Marilyn, have a spectacular evening.
All right. You too. Take care.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was pretty sneaky.
Yeah. So next time I get a leprechaun, I'm going to say the name is Marilyn. I'm going to know.
Oh, well, that explains the leprechauns, because remember when I astral travel, I travel with her two kids.
That's true. You do. You have a
little boy. That's why I saw the small boy.
Okay.
Because and that's exactly the small boy that I saw with her son. But
there
I
you
just,
go.
I didn't want to say that because.
See, we got to go with
that's
that.
That's what I. Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't realize it was Marilyn, so I was like, okay, it's a small boy.
But what's the one thing that I say repetitively over and over and over?
I know. Don't try to.
It's not our business. We go with the first. You get, it's not really Tourette's, but similar to it. You know, it's blurred out whatever you can.
Yeah, right.
I think this, I think this is why some people are afraid to be read on the air, because who knows what will come out. Along those lines, and since we have time to talk about it, we can't go anywhere you don't want us to go. When you're being read by somebody, if you're guarding something, we're not going to be able to pick up on it. If it's something you do want to talk about, it will usually come front and center, and it's the first thing out there. So I'm still wondering, that the lady with the Spanish rice, the first thing, it would be like someone was cooking Spanish rice right here at my desk. That's how strong it was, that I could smell it.
Well, I was getting, the first thing I got was spaghetti with the tomato sauce.
Yeah, tomato sauce, really strong.
I thought of spaghetti as soon as, even as you were saying the Spanish rice, I was thinking spaghetti.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Had to be something there.
Okay, so let's talk about tomatoes. What does tomato mean to Janet?
Actually, tomatoes to me, I think that's summertime, because my grandma used to always have fresh tomatoes in the summer. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, she grew them, and we'd go out and pick the tomatoes off the plants and just put salt and pepper on the tomatoes and eat them like people eat apples.
Darling daughter, whose birthday is today, was little, she called them Nader apples. She hates it when I tell those stories.
Bethany does it all the time.
And jelly jam. She likes jelly jam. So I want to give out the numbers one more time, just in case you're trying to call in and you don't have them. They are in the USA and Canada. You can call in at 888-228-4494. And if you're, say, in Istanbul, you can reach us at 877-489-6350. So, call us up. Well, back to the law of attraction thing and the feelings. It's really starting to, I've always understood it, but now, as with everything spiritual, everything has layers.
Mm-hmm.
So as we understand it and we think we have it, we completely have our brain wrapped around it, it drops down another level.
Yep, just so when you think you know it all.
you fall down the stairs. And But it's kind of cool. I know for me, the wanting to tell people about it phase is completely over. The mm-hmm. wanting to live it phase is just screaming right now.
Oh, yeah.
Being an example, do what I do, or watch what I do, not what I say, kind of a thing.
Yep.
Just
and I've pretty much lived the law of attraction my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, when you first started talking tonight, you were talking about Bethany, and she was able to have it do or be anything she wants to have do or be. That's exactly what my dad told me when I was, I want to say I was like 2 or 3, and I still remember sitting on his lap and him telling me that you can do anything you want to do, you can be anything you want to be, you can have anything you want to have. And I took that to heart. And
I did.
I mean, I took it literal, and that's how I've lived my life, because he basically made me believe it.
Right.
You know,
now, you have a successful business.
Yes, I do.
You run your own very successful business. You remind me of, my mother had a saying. She'd say, we don't cotton to no one. you kind of remind me of that, just in the way that you live, and it's really cool to watch it.
Yeah, I can pretty much, if I want it, the fact that it might not happen doesn't ever even enter my mind. It's like
doesn't
that
factor
that
in.
Not, yeah, that is not an option. And some of the stories my mom tells of when I was growing up, she validates that I've lived my life this way. You know, I wanted a hula hoop when they first came out, and my mom told me, "Well, you're going to have to wait until payday." And I'm like, "No, I want it now." And she said, "No, you're going to have to wait."
Mm-hmm.
And so I went out over to my girlfriend's house. My girlfriend just got a hula hoop, and I traded her my bicycle for the hula hoop.
Of course you did.
Hula hoop.
Somebody got a really good deal.
Well, as it turned out, her mom was like really upset with her for trading the hula hoop. So when my mom and dad got paid, they went and bought me a hula hoop, and I took her hula hoop back, got my bike back, and I had my bike back. Hey, you know,
I think you're still doing that. I think that's still your business plan, right?
It is. That was the start of my business. You know?
It seems to work.
Back to the story of the bike, though. They bought me a bike when I was five, and I said, "Well, you don't ride bikes. I can't ride this bike until I'm six, because when you're six, you ride the big bike." And they put training wheels on it and stuff, and I'm like, "I don't want the training wheels. I can ride it, but I'll ride it when I'm six."
Mm-hmm.
The bike never got rode. I didn't want the training wheels, but the day I turned six, I took the bike out of the garage, got on it, and rode off. Nobody ever showed me how to ride, but I didn't get on it until I was six. And in my mind, when I'm six, I can ride.
I can ride the bike. I don't need these because it's not an option.
I don't need training wheels.
Well, and that's...
I made my dad take the training wheels off, and he did. Dad was always... If I said, "No, I don't want the training wheels. I want to learn without the training wheels," he would take the training wheels off. Even though I might get hurt, he would take them off and let me do it like I wanted to do it.
Let it go. Well, here's where my thought is going with this, and it's more towards world peace or people getting along or... creating the world that we really want to live in. Why does it have to stop with the business? Why does it have to stop with the bike when we're six? Why can't we take that same exuberance and say, "You know what? I don't want to live in all the fighting anymore. I don't want to live in all the mayhem anymore, and I refuse to feel that way."
Yeah, and I think we can, and the more people that have that belief, the more we'll see it turn around and we'll be able to experience that.
Absolutely. And I, you know, as a parent, that's exactly what I want to leave for my kids and my grandkids. You know, I don't want you to have to fight your way through life. I want you to have a good life, but a really good life from the inside out.
And you know what? The positive thing that I'm seeing is not necessarily our kids' generation, but their kids, our grandkids. I'm seeing that that generation seems to be a lot more in tune.
Oh, absolutely.
With things.
Absolutely.
I mean, I know several kids that are, you know, in the, let's say, 4 to 10 range in that area. And I mean, and they come from all backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I can name off 5 kids that are really in tune.
Mm-hmm.
Astral travel, and you know,
I'm going to throw down the gauntlet here. I'm going to challenge Janet. I bet you can't do this, Janet.
You lose.
And everybody listening, let's turn our intent and our focus and our feelings onto creating absolutely heaven on earth here while we're here. So we can enjoy it with our children and we can enjoy it with our grandchildren. I think we can do that.
That would be way cool. Yeah.
I, you know, it's
all the stuff aside and all the, you know, the, we're going to be looking at colleges next year and all this, we want to be a marine biologist, and she'll do it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she'll do it. That's just a given. but really bring in that peacefulness and that happiness, which is what we all really, really want at the core of our life.
Yeah.
So, I'm game. I'm serious.
Yep.
Mary J. Blige, I love her. She was a rapper.
Uh-huh.
And she has a song, No More Drama, and I love that song because she came from a very horrible life, and she decided one day, no more. No more. I'm done. And she totally and completely turned her life around just by making that decision. And I just thought, that's an inspiration. Yeah. That's pretty neat. And the deeper I get into mediumship and the more I communicate with the other side, and it's the one message that always comes through so loud and clear for people from their family on the other side is, I love you. You know, that's more important that they get that through than anything else.
Right.
Yeah. If we can just start doing that here now, just with everything, with our whole planet, with everybody on the planet, when somebody feels good and you're around them, you want to feel good.
Yep.
You know, so it's like, yeah.
And you can't help but feel good.
You can't help but feel good. I know I can't go to Janet's house and have a bad day. It doesn't happen. You just can't do it. I can go to other people's houses and, you know, it's like, yeah, I got to go. That's something else I got to do. So, yeah, that's just kind of what I want to throw that gauntlet down. And I, too, the more I get into mediumship and I understand it and in communication with the other side, it is thrilling to talk to people that have crossed. When you're the person, oh my God, it's just absolutely life changing. But if we can take that initial thrill of communicating with them and then tap into the consciousness, the collective consciousness that they're feeling right now. They're in, for lack of a better word, they're in heaven. But they're reconnected with Source, and it would be so cool to bump that up.
Yep.
What do you think?
I agree.
Yeah.
And I'm up for the challenge.
Okay, I challenge you.
I'll take that challenge.
I challenge you and Vixen the dog seconds that. That's the other thing, too. You know, we can affect the animals. The animals affect us.
Yeah.
I was listening to, I love NPR. You know, they've got a game on there. Wait, don't tell me. I love it. But they were talking about, there's a lady who was a corporate trainer who now helps people understand how to work together with other beings by taking, you know, political groups or office groups or whatever, and they put them in an arena with three horses, and they have to get this horse to jump the bar. And the horse is like, you guys don't know what you're doing. I'm going to go eat. And that's, you know, these people, a horse? What do we do with a horse? Well, I don't know. I saw one in a movie once. not sure what you did. But the groups that always get the horse to jump over the bar have to figure out that the horse is picking up on their feelings. And once they figure that out, then they can start working together with this animal.
Right.
Which is really cool.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was kind of a neat thing. Yeah, horses are really smart.
Yeah.
I like them. So, looks like our time's about up. I don't know if everybody couldn't get through tonight or everybody's just busy. So, we'll find out the stats, what was going on.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Janet, it was great to have you on. As usual, the two ladies
here.
That got through. Yeah, two ladies that got through. It was great to talk to you, Sneaky Marilyn. So, one more time, I want to wish my daughter a very happy 18th birthday. So, with that,
and
I
Mom,
guess we'll
good luck getting out of Galveston.
Yeah. Angels surround Janet's mom. With that, we will say good night. Good night, Janet.
Good night, Julie.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.